welcome.
Thank you guys for being here tonight. This is week three in our September series. And this series has been a walk on the path towards trust. That's where we've been trying to get, is here tonight. And we started the walk with intention. Intention being the thing that calls us to practice or to listen or to wake up in some way. And taking time to get clear on what our intention is. What is it that called us out in rush hour traffic in Atlanta to come sit on a meditation cushion? What was it? What brought you here? And then the second step was attention, is paying attention. You know, and if you were here last week as we talked about attention, I shared a quote from Rumi, one of my all-time favorites, when he says, "You set out to find God, and yet you keep stopping at mean-spirited roadhouses along the way." And paying attention is noticing the roadhouses you hang out in. What is it that calls you away from the truth of the present moment and instead pulls you into story or habitual thinking? And you know you're in habitual thinking when you start your sentence with "this always," or "I always," or "he, she always," right? That's habitual thinking. There's no way that that is actually true when it's an always statement. So it's a nice way to sort of catch ourselves going off and bring ourselves back to the present moment. And then tonight is supposedly the arrival. Here we are in trust. This idea that I think is really summed up beautifully by Pema Chodron, who's a Buddhist nun, a meditation teacher. And she writes, "Self-improvement can have temporary results, but lasting transformation occurs only when we honor ourselves as the source of wisdom and compassion." Transformation only occurs when we honor ourselves as the source of wisdom and compassion. And to me, as we practice, this is the idea, the foundation of what trust is learning how to listen to our inner experience, our inner voice, our intuition, our own knowledge, and actually believe it. It's, I think, so hard. I really do. You know, it can't be that someone tells us who to trust. And it can't even be that somebody says, "Trust this thing, trust this practice." I can say that, but it means nothing unless you practice it and decide for yourself whether or not the experience warrants trust. I had, in this last year, I had two different lessons learned, opportunities of moving forward with something only after many painful and difficult months to have to turn around and say, "Just kidding, I was wrong." And both times I was shocked in the aftermath when it was done, how much I knew that that had been the answer from day one and I had purposefully ignored it. Maybe not purposefully. It was there, it was very loud, and yet somehow I went around it twice in 1 year. I did this, like big things, not little things, big things. And so the question I ask is, what if we just listened in the beginning? Like, how much energy would that free up for us? How much space would it free up if you just were able to take the voice and listen right off the bat? And as I sat down to write the talk for tonight, I had three little trust tidbits pop up all at once. And the first one was, I had a very cool experience of having a shaman woman do a journey for me. And it was remote, so she's somewhere else, and she did this journey, and then she sent me a recording of what she saw in the journey. And the very first thing she said is the most important piece of understanding what happens when you journey is that you move into a place of complete trust. You lose the inclination to doubt experience. So she was speaking, whatever I see or hear or experience in the journey, I trust it 100%. Which I think is a pretty amazing feat to be able to do. And then I opened my email this morning and I received an email from a meditation teacher that I deeply respect out of a lineage of Buddhism that is currently going through their own internal crisis because the lineage holder has just been accused of sexual misconduct. And so there's a lot of turmoil in this community and a lot of doubt around these people who put all of their faith and trust in this meditation teacher only to be hurt. How many times have we heard this story? And so she did a talk on how do you know who to trust? And then I was going through my nightstand 40-mile high stack of books, trying to think of what I wanted to read next. And I picked up a book by Sharon Salzberg called Faith. And I picked it up with the intention of next month's theme. And the subtitle was Trusting Your Own Deepest Experience. And I thought, huh, that's exactly what we're talking about tonight, is this idea of trusting our own deep experience. And wouldn't you know, meditation is the perfect setup. It's the perfect practice for us to trust. Invitation number one is to actually trust that you're meditating. And I think for a lot of us, that can be a really big hurdle. It took me years to be honest and say, I meditate. Because I felt like the minute I said that, somebody was going to be like, oh yeah, what happens? And I was going to be like, I don't know. And I was going to get called out as a fraud. So I'm like, lip sealed, secret meditator in my bedroom. It took me a long time to fess up and say, I'm going to own it. So that's step one, is can I trust that I am doing this right? I am sitting down, closing my eyes, trying to stay in the present moment, trying to follow my breath, and a whole host of other things happen while I'm doing that. I am a meditator. Step one. And then step two is now you actually have to trust what happens in your meditation as right, as the practice, as the truth. So you close your eyes and what happens? Sometimes you like drift off towards a daydream sleep. Sometimes you have these incredibly deep, energetic experiences. Sometimes you just make a list the whole time, or you practice the fight you're going to have with your partner later. All the things can happen in there. And our work in trust is trusting that the moment's complete. That's what it was. That's what it is. This is our practice. So we'll try that tonight. All of us as meditators. Yes? Let's take a moment just to find a seat. If you're already seated cross-legged, you could uncross your legs, you could cross them the other way. Just make sure your hips are a little higher than your knees. Your hands will rest down onto your lap, palms face down, and when you're ready, you can close your eyes. If it feels more comfortable for you, you can always just take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And we give ourselves a few seconds just to let all those words and ideas just sort of settle into our body. We feel ourselves land here in the seat of our practice and in a place of complete trust. Let's start with a breath. Nice deep inhale in. And a sigh. And do that again. Inhale and gather up your day today so far. And exhale. Feel yourself really sit. The full weight of the body is welcomed by the cushions, the chair, the earth beneath you. And you could just feel the way the base of your torso, the hips, the thighs, the pelvis, how they all just let go a little bit. And your belly softens even as the back lengthens up so that you're seated tall. Not shying away from our practice today, but sitting right in the midst of it. Back of the neck lengthens. Crown of the head lifts. And as the breath evens and settles itself, you could feel maybe the muscles through the face relaxing. That subtle letting go across the brow. Through the eyes. The sinuses, the jaw. The tongue relaxes a bit, and so does the throat. And you could send the breath across your shoulders a couple times, just letting the shoulders relax, the collarbones spread. To let the center of the chest relax. Just feeling breath move the way that it wants to tonight. Once again, softening down into the belly, letting the center of knowing, trusting, letting that space be receptive, open. It's right in this space, this balance of being awake and relaxed, the balance between attention and intention, it's right in this space that we start to find our breath. Where do you feel it tonight? Can you let yourself feel the breath without describing it? Without trying to understand it or explain it. You
are meditating. Feeling the breath and what happens. You think a thought. You hear a noise. You feel something. Perfect, you're meditating. Trust what you think, what you feel, what you hear. And trust as you come back to feel the next breath. Trust the ease. Trust the difficulty. Even trust the nothingness. The I don't know-ness. Feeling the breath. And know that the moment is complete. And subtly drawing in a deeper breath. Taking time just to notice your experience. If you drifted off, if you're present, notice. Feeling yourself here in this moment as a meditator. Take all the time you need to wiggle fingers and toes, to open the eyes, bringing yourself right here. Releasing that practice. Thank you, guys. Next week is already October 1st, so it starts a new series that I'm really excited to share with you guys. The series is going to be called Ordinary Grace, and it's a series that explores sort of the beauty of everyday moments, the mundane, which is my very favorite thing to talk about. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you the next 3 Mondays. Thank y'all. Namaste.